So just for a little bit of biographical information before we get into the study, over 40 years ago, Gay and I went to Bangkok in Thailand, and during that period of 40 years, our ministry can be divided into really three periods. The first period, from 65 to 80, was concerned with Thailand, and basically outreach among the unchurched and seeking to build a church out of converts. And in the process, I wrote a number of books, reference material, commentaries, dictionaries, and other things that were helpful for the Thai church. And then we're back in Australia as our family was going through higher education, which brings me to the second 15 years, from 1980 through to 1995. And back in Australia, we did more or less the same thing as we've been doing in Thailand, that is, working in an area among the unchurched, with just ourselves being the Christians, and reaching into the unchurched community and building a church out of converts, not out of people who migrate from other churches. And while doing that, that's when I got associated with these conferences. So during that 15 years from 1980 to 1995, I think I spoke at conferences here, these men's conferences, more than half of those years. But also during that time, I wrote the books in English. The original books had all been written in Thai, and then people said, why don't you write these in English so other people can read them as well? So I started, and they were published in various countries of Asia, and then they started to spread. And in quite an amazing fashion, the work has spread all over the world. So the books are now in 120 countries, and they're translated into 36 languages, and I'm involved actively at present in about 50 or 60 countries. So in 1995, Gay and I went back into full-time overseas ministry, and we're still in that ministry, although we're not as overseas as much as we were previously. And the ministry's taken a different twist, as we are seeking to help the national church in whichever way we can in countries all over the world with resources and with help, training, whatever. The national church is growing in most places, but they're battling against all sorts of adversities. That more or less covers the last 40 years. Just in recent years, in some of these countries that I've been to, I've just told a few stories about other countries, and this sparked off a bit of interest. So people said, why don't you write some of these things down? Because all the books that I've written, which is something in excess of 30, have all been basically Bible reference material, commentaries, dictionaries, books about the Bible, getting resources to pastors, teachers, evangelists, Christian workers, and so on. So I've written a book which is rather different. And it's not part of our ministry to third world countries, getting resources into those countries. This is something for Australians. It's called A Different World. And it draws on around about 50-something countries that we've been in, and stories, and it's not just a missionary storybook. It's not your sort of old missionary storybook. It's a book that looks at all sorts of aspects of what's happening in the world out there, in the non-Western world. Some of the stories are amusing. Some of them might make you laugh. Some of them might make you cry. Some of them are very challenging. Some of them might turn you on your head. Some of them might make you feel like tearing your hair out with exasperation when you see some of the things that go on. But I hope it turns us inside out and gives us a view of what is happening out there. In Australia and the United States, New Zealand, Britain, these countries of the Western world, the English-speaking Western world, now people are walking around with their chins dragging on the ground, thinking that the place is just about shot and the church is going downhill and everything is rather gloomy. But that's not the scene in the world at large. In fact, we are living in the period of greatest church growth since apostolic times. And the tragedy is that people in the Western world are not even aware of it. And the centre of gravity has shifted from the West to the non-West. 50 years ago, 3/4 of all the Christians in the world were in the West. But today, 3/4 of the Christians are in the non-Western world. Not that the number of Christians in the West has declined, it has in fact increased a little, but in the rest of the world it's exploded, especially in Africa, Asia, Latin America. And the most Christian continent in the world is Africa, 100 years ago, it was the least Christian continent. Now it's the most Christian continent. And yet many of these countries where the church is prospering and growing, the countries are shot to pieces. They're in social, political, economic, religious chaos. And in the middle of all this, God is doing great things. So, the adventures of Don. Not really the adventures of me, I suppose. As I say, okay, they involve me because they think places I've been. But it's not a missionary storybook. It's a book to try to give us an insight into other countries. The money for printing the thing was provided by somebody who wants to remain anonymous, so that we could sell the book, an unashamed fundraising exercise of $10 a throw, to get the money to the people in the countries that we talk about in this book. It was only launched a couple of months ago, and largely it's Southeast Queensland where we've been selling it so far. This is actually my first time interstate. But already we've sent off overseas over $6,000, and we've got about almost another $3,000 to send. And they've gone to 7 or 8 countries in Asia, and places like Nepal, Nigeria, Africa. We've got Ethiopia, Zambia, Malawi, all sorts of places, helping in specific projects, $500 to $700 a time. It could be a couple of bicycles, or a few bicycles, or some hand wind cassette players, or a computer. We bought somebody, not a computer, a photocopier. We're working towards a computer for somebody else. Sewing machines in another place, just to help people do something to get themselves a bit self-sufficient. Put a roof on somebody's house where an evangelist there is trying to get his place together. All sorts of practical ways that we're trying to help.